Anyway, so we've got a couple of great questions. Let me just put some of them to you.
Mm-hmm.
One is, how is TPP going to affect farmers in this country? I've noticed palladium has been holding fairly steady compared to other metals. What's TPP?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
PTT or TPP?
TPP.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Okay. Another question is the impact of the CME margin requirements on price.
Mm-hmm. Well, they raised them again. They raised them, they lower them, and they raised the speculative margins. And that.
What day did they raise them?
The day we got a $19 drop.
Right.
And that, you know, that's something frequently seen, I think, when the establishment, a.k.a. the Federal Reserve, wants to drive down the price of gold, they raise those margins. Now, you can look at it the other way and say that, well, they do that when the markets are hot and they're trying to cool them off, but gold has not been hot, so why raise the speculative margins? By speculative margins, I mean the margins that they charge speculators.
Okay, next question. We're going to have fun with this one. Praying there is a total change in the President of the United States and therefore all positions in Congress too, will that change the rise in value we have expected on metals, or are metals still the best security because no matter who does what, the dollar is going down to nearly nothing?
Well, does anybody really think that electing Mr. Boring Romney will make any difference? I mean, his policies won't be any different to Obama's, and if you think they will, then you need to go back and check what Bush's policies were and see where change brought us.
Oh, I think the tax policies will be different. I do. I think there'll be a significant difference in tax policies, but that's...
In what respect?
In terms of what gets raised, income taxes versus elimination of deductions versus capital gains tax. So I think there's a much greater chance the Republicans will protect the capital gains rate than the Democrats. So, you know, I think either way you're going to have major budget and deficit problems, but I think the Republicans are much more likely to protect investors than the Democrats.
All right, but how is that going to clean up the banks?
It's not going to make any difference at all, because the biggest problem I think we have in the economy, Franklin, is lawlessness. And so one variation of lawlessness versus the other variation of lawlessness is not going to solve the fundamental problem. Do you know what I mean?
No, but every 4 years the country goes into a trance for about 6 months thinking that it will. Well, isn't that the truth? I mean,
well, but here's the thing. I don't understand why anybody thinks it'll make a difference. I've started to get emails from people on, you know, sort of the Democrat or Republican side, and they're absolutely convinced that this is somehow going to be very important. Now, if you're an adult, you know, each group, the Democrats and the Republicans have each people who get the pet treats. So if you're in line to get Democratic pet treats versus you're in line to get Republican pet treats, it matters a lot to you in terms of your cash flow. But otherwise, it's complete, you know, because, you know, the tapeworm has to give pet treats to whoever plays the game. Anyway, but
I understand and you understand, and I wish other people understood, it won't make any difference in terms of gross policies. And even other than at the margins of some policies, it won't make any difference which one gets elected, because they're going to carry out the same policies that have been carried out.
Right.
So what are those policies? If you look at those, I come back to my assertion, the system needs inflation like a human body needs oxygen, and they're going to inflate, and they're in desperate straits now. They're low on oxygen, and they're going to inflate. They can't figure out any other way out.
Well, I would describe it as a game of musical chairs.